Anthony, cut the music. My name is Linnell Willingham. I'm 27 years old, and I bleed burgundy and gold. This team is my life. This team is my happiness. This team is my pride. This team is my joy. This team is why I like coming in here every day, 4-7. What was put on display yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure, an embarrassment, a loss that makes you question everything that's been done to this point. But we'll get to tomorrow in a second. This is about me right now. We consistently look at this group, especially after what happened last year, and there are sky-high expectations, and people are talking about going to the Super Bowl, and people are talking about how special year number two could be. 7 weeks into year number two. 7 weeks into year number two, I am starting to question the long-term future of the Washington Commanders. 7 weeks into year two of the rebuild, I am questioning where we go from here. There's a laundry list of problems with this football team, none of which will be corrected by firing anybody. Let me just get that out of the way for the crowd of folks out there that just want to fire people. But to me, this is the byproduct. What's happening right now with this football team, this is the byproduct of a bad offseason. A bad offseason. Let's call it what it is. It was a bad offseason. You did not do enough to make this roster competitive. But for me, it hits different, right? Everybody handles and copes with a loss in a different way. I handle it a lot differently. This was tough for me. How much sleep do you think I got last night, Ant? How many hours do you think I was able to close my eyelids?
1 hour.
None at all.
Oh, wow.
None at all.
Slept standing up?
I had to sleep standing up because my ass is chapped from the performance they put on yesterday. Do you know how much this team means to me? I was raised by some folks that was brought up in the old school. My Aunt Vicky, my Uncle Steven, man, they did a tremendous job with me. We had a rule in my household. If you got anything lower than a C on your report card, you was punished till the next damn report card come out. And if you're a product of Montgomery County Public Schools, you understand that the report card comes out every 9 weeks. There were several times during my academic career in which I got a grade lower than a C and I was punished for 9 weeks. The lengths that I went to, the effort. Effort's going to be a buzzword here throughout this show. The effort that I put in to watch my beloved Commanders throughout my childhood will make a grown man cry. I'll never forget each and every Sunday. My aunt and uncle will go to my uncle's father's house, Waldorf, Maryland. I lived in Montgomery County. Think about how far of a drive that is. I loved it, though. You know why? Because guess what my little happy ass was doing? I was running to the living room. I was taking a picture of what channel the TV was on and what channel the last button was on, and I was sneaking and geeking, as I like to call it, watching Commander games, knowing I wasn't supposed to, knowing that we had a top lock and a bottom lock in my condo when I was growing up. So whenever I heard that top lock go clutch, I turn the TV off real fast, I put it back on the channel it's supposed to be on, and I go in my room. And I didn't get these new age punishments that you spoiled Gen Zers and millennials get. My punishments were real. You know what my punishment consisted of? I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't have no phone. I'd have been put on a peanut butter and jelly diet before. I would go to any length, to watch this team be successful. I would do anything in my power to fix what's going on right now. The reality is, 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are cooked. 7 weeks into the season, the Washington Commanders are at a point of no return. There's no going back. There is no tomorrow. You are what you are at this point. You are what your record says you are. I don't want to hear anything about injuries. I don't want to hear anything about who's in the lineup, who's not in the lineup. What happened yesterday in Dallas was an abject failure. an embarrassment. Not just from a player standpoint, organizationally, you should be embarrassed by what happened yesterday. We got Mayor Bowser strutting the sidelines. And we got our ass whipped in all three phases. Offense, defense, special teams. Now, I feel like an ignorant person saying anything negative about the special teams. Looking at the data Tress Way had, looking at the data Percy Butler had. Shout out to those two. Outside of those two guys on the special teams unit, I'll give Deron Payne a game ball. Thought he flashed and played well at times.
Luke.
Thought Luke McCaffrey had some good returns. What the hell was he thinking? What the hell was Luke McCaffrey thinking when he decided to go airborne? What was he thinking? Who do you think he was?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But the bottom line, man, I just and I've been going back and forth all afternoon about how I was going to approach this. And I figured it would just be best if I just spoke passionately from my heart. I have zero confidence in the operation currently in Ashburn. None. Why should I have confidence? Why should I have confidence? Because you're looking at me like, well, what do you mean you don't have any confidence? Why should I be confident in what's going on at Big Bear AI training facility? They look like an AI defense trying to tackle people.
Are you talking about the coaching? Or are you talking about
AP? I'm talking about the penthouse. I'm talking about the 56th floor. I'm talking about where the freaks come out at night. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Adam Emmanuel Peters. He might as well be Emmanuel, his middle name. Damn it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm ready.
No, because I'm not.
No, I'm going to let you finish.
Because no, let me, please. I don't know where we go from here. Because if somebody was going to be up here and be real with y'all, and I think that's what I have to do today, we're going to be 3-7, right? In the next 3 weeks, when you have to travel to Kansas City on Monday night, when you have to go and host Seattle on Sunday Night Football, then host Detroit, how many of those games are you expected to win? How many of those games you think they win?
Two, because I'm going to be there for two of them.
It's the only hope. It's the only saving grace is a glizzy ritual. It's the only hope we have right now is a glizzy ritual. It's frustrating. And I think I've let you all frustrate me. Talking about the fans. I have let you all frustrate me with your ignorant commentary online. Doc Walker hit it right on the head. A lot of y'all have the IQ of Lassie. Swear to God. And I'm watching Jaden Daniels right now on the turf, writhing in pain. Frustrating, man. He's not playing well. Offensive line didn't play worth a damn yesterday in terms of run blocking. Defensively, we're afraid to tackle. I mean, we look as soft as baby Dookie. We're Charmin. Like cookie dipped in milk. Soggy. Nasty. I just get frustrated because I really care about this. I almost cursed. I really, honest to God, care about this. This is my world, young. This is the first thing I think about when I wake up is the damn Commanders. And maybe I'm just a loser with no life. This is the first thing I think of when I wake up is this group and how they're going to be able to get it done and how they're going to get off the schneid. Newsflash for the defense. There is no one walking through the door to save you. Fix it. Fix it fast. Fix it violently. Fix it ferociously. Because if you don't, what happened on Monday night or what happened yesterday evening, it's going to happen on Monday night against Kansas City. How many more embarrassing defensive performances can we tolerate as a fan base? That's my frustration. You can talk about anybody, anywhere, anytime. You can talk about arriving violently and BMF and all this crap. Had to listen to Sergeant Slogan about a half hour ago. Speak to the media. Yeah, Sergeant Slogan, Dan Quinn. That's what I'm talking about when I refer to Sergeant Slogan. Had to listen to his ass. And I feel for him. I feel for Joe Witt. I feel for every coach on the staff. And we're going to talk about the defense in great detail as we roll throughout the show. I'm talking to the players right now. I'm talking to the players. Y'all can be outside. Y'all can be outside at the NBA Youngboy concert. Y'all can be outside at the Massa concert. But then when it comes to Sundays and it's time to tackle, nobody shows up. We got dudes that didn't practice but went to a concert. It was probably dancing with your ass. That's our problem. I bleed this, man. I care about this too much to tolerate what we saw yesterday. It's embarrassing. You're amongst the league leaders in missed tackles. And we keep talking about the standard. There is no damn standard for this Commanders defense. The inmates run the asylum. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. Everyone wants to holler about coaching. You know what I want to holler about? How many times am I going to watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? That's what I'm frustrated about. How can I watch the same guys make the same mistakes with no consequences? Gotta be kidding me, man. Then I hear people throw numbers at me all day long. Oh, they're fourth in the NFL in pass rush win rate. They don't affect the quarterback. They don't win up front. They aren't disciplined. You had 120 yards in penalties yesterday. And I'm supposed to believe that you're disciplined. You don't do anything right. It's embarrassing. And the worst part about it is, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. I don't know how it gets better. Who's going to walk through the door? Are they going to sign me to the practice squad? Are they going to sign Anthony Haney to go run routes? Maybe they should put him at quarterback. Maybe that's what they should do. It makes me sick. People walking across the field, walking. We're slow as hell. We're the oldest team in the NFL, and we don't play our young pups worth a lick. Jazon Newton getting outsnapped by Sheldon freaking Day. And I'm supposed to be happy with the future in the direction of this group. You asked me, was I upset about today, or am I upset about the future? A-Mac, the producer of the Chris Russell Show, is a Giants fan. You know what organization is set up best for long-term success in the NFC East? It's not the damn Commanders. We don't have a young building block that's worth a damn. They don't play. Unless our coaches are just the stupidest bunch in America, why don't our young pups play? Why can we continue to watch the same crap every week? Jeremy Reeves, I love you to death, brother. Crash out. You belong back on special teams. Coming up, overrunning plays. Give me more Darnell Savage. It's our best safety right now. Oh, but guess what? Guess what AP told us? What was this, back in August? Yeah, I really think our safety group is actually one of the best in the National Football League. It sucks. We suck at safety. Quan Martin's garbage. Jeremy Reeves isn't playing worth a damn. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to believe? Will Harris. He's the reason why we can't tackle in the secondary. And then another thing, and you can clip this one off and get it to social media. We don't have a leader. Where's our leader? We're the only team in the NFL that does this stupid bit of rotating captains. Rotating captains my ass. We got Tyler Owens leading the pregame huddle because he went to school in Texas. Who the hell's getting motivated for Tyler Owens to pump up the huddle? Not me. It's the same crap. You punched your ticket to the NFC Championship game last year. Great. You had $65 million in cap. Great. And what did you do with it? This is the crap that you put out on tape. This is the garbage roster you put together. And I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Look at the roster. That Jalen Holmes playing a defensive tackle against the Bears. What the hell are we doing? Sam Cosmi came back yesterday, got beat like a drum. Was awful. Josh Connerly, first round pick. They spent the first round pick on the offensive line because it's supposed to be about surrounding Jaden with weapons, right? What about an edge rusher? What about a game changer on the defense? You have $65 million in cap room to spend. And the best you could do at corner, the best you could do at corner was running it back with Marshon Lattimore. That was the best you could do. You got Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner making $21 million combined not to do jack. Oof. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. I don't like anything about it. It stinks on both sides of the football. We lack balls. We don't have toughness. We're soft. The Cowboys went to Carolina last week and got bent the hell over. Yet when it's your time to play them, when it's your time to play them, you look like the best team in the damn conference. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the slogans. I'm sick of all the repeat tired-ass phrases from Sergeant Slogan himself, Dan Quinn. You're a defensive-minded head coach, and this defense sucks. Tired of it, man. Every week, got people questioning my credibility because I think you're better than what you show. I got people questioning my credibility and how I do the job because I think you're better than what you're putting on tape. Are you? That's the question. We can do this screaming and yelling bit all week long, but the bottom line is this. We just got the schedule sent to us. They're off today. They're off tomorrow. They're off Wednesday. They're back on the practice field on Thursday. What are you going to do? Are you going to tuck your tail between your legs and quit like I saw guys do yesterday? Marshon Lattimore and Quan Martin run into each other. And I got to watch Bobby Wagner pretend to give effort like he's chasing somebody down. You should have stayed your slow ass where you were standing at. It's frustrating. We don't run to the football. We're soft. All we do is talk. All I see on social media is cute ass pictures in your uniform with a rad hip hop song behind it. Do something. I'm tired of your Instagram posts. I'm tired of all the slogans. Who are you? Because right now, you look like a team that's going to be picking top five in the draft. Who the hell are we supposed to beat the rest of the way? If you can't compete versus Dallas, the only team Dallas has blown out this year is the New York Jets, and they're winless. Winless! But it's because we're injured, right? But it's because we're missing key contributors, right? Did you watch Sunday Night Football? Did you watch Kyle Shanahan's defense with nobody on it? Nobody. You see what they did to Atlanta? The hottest thing jumping out the damn coffee pot? Injuries matter, yes. But good football teams overcome it. Good cultures are able to withstand injuries. What are we? What are we? Because right now we look like a joke. Tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. And then I got to listen to you nitwits on social media who think you know so, so much. You know what word I'm tired of? You know what word I'm taking out of my lexicon? Scheme. Scheme my ass. Some of you all throw the word scheme around thinking you sound smart. You probably can't even spell scheme. Tired of it. Tired of it. Last year was the most fun I've ever had watching football in my life. Feels like it'll never happen again. Never. We got a lot more to get to. I'm just getting rolling. I told Ant to even cut the intro music short. I have things to say. So do you. 301-230-0980. Let's go to break. When we come back, I want to get into the offense. Let's start there. Oh, where do you want to start, Ant? You want to start offense, you want to start defense?
I mean, it was all bad, so it doesn't really matter.
It was all, thank you. It was all bad. How do we make it better? That's the question. I'm not going to do what I did last year and stick a fork in this group. I'm mature. I'm more mature than that. I've grown. I've learned. But damn, something's got to give. How are the Commanders going to respond? Do you have confidence in this group? Bouncing back, fighting back. Where's the players only meeting at? Do what you got to do to fix this. Because right now, your season's hanging on by a thread. What did I say Friday? What did I say all last week? When you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late real, real early. I want to talk about this offense. And I want to talk about the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, in particular, next during the Team 980. I'll be real with you. We don't even need to come back with music no more. I just want to go. I literally, 2 hours isn't enough time. We got till 6 o'clock. 301-230-0980. That's the first time we've thrown out the number here on this show. I don't even know. We're going to hear from everybody. Y'all know how I get down. It's the people's show. I don't know what to make of what I saw yesterday. I don't know what to do moving forward. I genuinely, there are no answers that I have. Defensively, we can't tackle. We can't play the football in the air. And then offensively, we're so depleted at the skill position spot that our margin for error is razor thin. Razor thin. Yesterday, offensively, once again, you weren't good enough. Yesterday, offensively, once again, your quarterback was not good enough. Was not good enough. And I know there's a contingent of you out there that act as if you can say nothing wrong about Jayden Daniels. He hurt this team yesterday at points in time. He wasn't flawless. He wasn't perfect. It's time to have a real honest conversation about the performance of QB1 since the start of this year. Let's be real. Let's be open. Let's be honest. Let's be objective. Let's not pull punches. I love Jayden Daniels as much as the next man. I think he's got all of the tools to be this team's franchise quarterback moving forward. He has not displayed those tools enough over the last 2 weeks. Point blank. Yesterday, 12 of 22, 156 yards. He completed 54% of his passes. Yes, there were drops, but there were also critical misses that ended drives. Point blank. Point blank. Jayden Daniels has got to be better. All parties involved have got to be better. Point blank, period. Everyone's got to play better. Everyone. No one is above criticism right now with this franchise. And I know that kills you all as fans. No one is above it. No one is above it. Yesterday versus the Blitz, 5 of 9, 46 yards, 1 sack, 3 pressures. Wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. Here's my thing with Jayden Daniels and where things currently stand with him. Because that's where I want to start, is him. I think he's great. I think he's a second-year quarterback that has all of the potential, all of the ability in the world. He's also got to play better. He's also got to play better. And I don't want to nitpick his game because that's not what I'm here to do. But to act as if he is free of blame for what happened yesterday is total ignorance. Total ignorance. No quarterback in this league is perfect. I totally understand that. For the second straight week, he demonstrated piss poor ball security. The play that he got hurt where he fumbled shouldn't have happened. Why are you holding the ball below your waist with one hand? This is the National Football League. This ain't the Pac-12 at Arizona State. This ain't the SEC. This ain't even last year. Got to be better. Got to be better. Third and five. Here's the sequence in the game that kills me with him. Third and five. Third and six, rather. You throw it to Chosen Anderson on a slant. Ball is way behind him. He's got to reach back for it. Instead of throwing it out in front of him and getting the first down, you throw it behind him. Your drive is killed. Now Dallas gets the ball back and they score. On the very next play, the very next possession off of Jayden Daniels missing Robbie Chosen, because that's what it was. It was a miss. He threw the ball way behind him. Dallas scored on the very next play, 74 yards to CeeDee Lamb. Can't happen. Can't happen. He can't have critical misses on big downs. And the frustrating part for me with Jayden, and you know I've talked about his accuracy all year long, have I not? I mentioned it in week one after we played the Giants.
Yeah.
It's the same story. Why am I bringing it up? Because like I said, I'm not grading him on a traditional second-year quarterback curve. I'm grading him like the top 10 guy we swore up and down he was. Hadn't looked like it this year. No cut cards about it. He has not looked like the same guy. Accuracy was his superpower last year, people. That's how you got away with Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and Jamison Crowder in his third act as a Commander. Because he was accurate. Hasn't been accurate yet this year. Jayden Daniels' numbers on the year. On the year. Completing 61% of his passes. That's not good, guys. That's not. In today's day and age of the NFL, a good completion percentage is high 60s. Mid to high 60s. Got to be better. Holding on to the football too long. On the play that he got hurt, when he gets to the top of the drop, instead of throwing it to Zach Ertz, he tried to pump fake, and the rest is history. But I'm not concerned about Jayden Daniels. I'm not. I think he is made up of all of the right stuff. I think he's got the right DNA. I think he's a hard enough worker. He will figure it out. He will figure it out. What I am worried about is this offensive line. For the second time in as many weeks, our offensive line, the interior three in particular, the guard-center guard combo of Chris Paul, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi, they got their ass whipped yesterday. Solomon Thomas, Oso Odighizuwa, Kenny Clark took them to town. There were more negative runs and zero-yard runs yesterday than there had been all season long. And you know what folks are going to say, Ant? Oh, they were running up against the stack box. They've been running against the stack box all year. The last 2 weeks, you have gotten beat at the point of attack, and it doesn't feel good. It's a gut punch. It's demoralizing. You're not who you say you are. I've said it multiple times over the past month, and I don't mean to make light of anyone that deals with mental health issues or struggles. The Commanders have a personality disorder. They don't know who they are. Point blank. And now, for all of you that love to scream about coaching, coaching, you know what? If I continue to see the same thing happen over and over and over again with nothing changing, maybe we can't point to coaching. Maybe that is something fair that we can point to. You know why else? You know why else we can talk about coaching, folks? Yesterday, the Washington Commanders, a group that has no margin for error, had 11 penalties for 120 yards and two turnovers. You're never going to win that way. Ever. It's tired, man. It's tired. And this stings, this hurts, because now, put the quarterback on the back burner for a second. Outside of Jayden Daniels, what young piece on this football team do you have unwavering confidence in? Tell me. outside of Jaden Daniels, what young piece do you have unwavering confidence in? It's not Johnny Newton. Got outsnapped by Sheldon freaking Day. It's not Johnny Newton. It's not Mike Thamer still. If I was Ben Sinnott, I would go to Cliff Kingsbury's ass and cuss him the hell out. It's no way I'm going to continue to block my ass off and I can't get a target. Not one. We're going to get to Adam Peters. I promise you we will. And I know that's a sore subject. If Ben Sinnott is as good of a blocker as he is, why did you pay John Bates $8 million a year? Why did you bring Zach Ertz back? Come on, man. Things got to make sense. A lot of the moves in hindsight, and I know hindsight is 20-20, it ain't making sense. You know what they say, though, man? A hit dog gonna holler. Arr! A hit dog is gonna holler. What did I hear all day in the locker room yesterday? We're gonna get it better. We're not panicking. We're not hitting the panic button. You need to do something. Because the current product isn't it. It stinks. There's an odor to the Washington Commanders right now. Smells like hot ass. And offensively, it hurts because you were expected to be the side of the football that led this team. Yet you've been as inconsistent as the defense. I don't care what anybody says. This offense has been just as inconsistent as this defense. Turnovers, penalties, miscommunication, not being lined up in the right spot. Come on, man. I just don't know where to go from here because the personnel is not changing. The interior three of this Commander's offensive line got their ass kicked yesterday. All game long. That's why you couldn't run the football. Not because there was eight in the box, but because Oso Digizuwa, Solomon Thomas, and Kenny Clark bit you over their leg and spanked your ass. Ain't gonna ask me that I sleep last night. I stood up all night long because my ass is chapped at what the hell we've watched. I can't take it anymore. Von Miller. You brought in Von Miller. You had the chance to bring in Jadeveon Clowney. You brought in Von Miller. It may be too early to have these conversations, but there were so many bad personnel decisions in hindsight made this offseason. And a lack of resources invested in a side of the football that you need to work. We have a defensive-minded head coach, Sergeant Slogan, yet our defense sucks. It's got to be better, man. Got to be better. 301-230-0980 is the number. I promise I'm going to let you all get in on this. Because I've had enough. I about blew a gasket. I'm in here sweating. Because y'all know how I feel about this, man. It's dead wrong. I'm terrible as a person for this. This team, their success or their failure, it impacts my mood. It impacts my mood. I'm not happy. I don't feel good about what I've watched over 7 weeks. Wake the hell up. Because if you take that BS effort to Kansas City on Monday night, you're going to get embarrassed on national television for the second time this year if you don't get it together. I'm not going to put a fork in them. I'm not going to say the season's over. But if you don't win Monday night in Kansas City, your ass is grass. It's over. The one side of the football that I feel like has the most problems, out of all the three phases, offense, defense, special teams, clearly the defense has some very, very big problems. We'll get to the defensive problems coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Team 980.
Oh, you didn't even play the music coming back, did you?
Oh, my gosh, man. I've cracked a smile for the first time this show. 301-230-0980 is the number. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going hot and heavy on the phones. I want to get into this defense, though. Offensively, if you're just now joining us, man, Jaden Daniels has got to be better. He has not tapped into the offensive rookie of the year guy that we saw last year. We haven't seen him yet. How many games has he started and played, Ant? The opener, he played against the Packers, played against the Chargers, and then he played Monday night against the Bears. This was his fifth game?
Yeah, yep. Because Marcus played two.
He's played five games this year, and he has yet to tap into the guy that won the Offensive Rookie of the Year last year. We got to have a real conversation as the week progresses about whether or not he has a durability issue. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Not now, but we will eventually. What I want to get into now is the sore spot for me. I had to take a sip of water for this one. What I want to get into right now is the sore spot for me. This defense, man, it's so tough. I've used this analogy several times throughout this season. When you on the streets, say you in school. We all went to school, I hope. Everybody in here at least got a middle school education. When you go to school and you're consistently picking on those that are smaller than you, and then when the big dog shows up and you get steamrolled, you tuck your tail between your legs, you no longer a tough Tony, what does that make you? It's a five-letter word that starts with a P. That's the attitude of this Commanders defense right now. They don't give a damn. I need more effort. I need more want to. Southeast Sean. Lay to death, man. Stand up, dude. Always good to be in the locker room. Never turns me down for an interview. I knew what type of day it was going to be defensively from Dallas's first run play. Marshawn Lattimore got ran smooth over. And I got Anthony Haney talking about, well, they're going to find him. He's going to get fined. Lower your shoulder pads, Marshawn. He took a helmet to the crown of his chest because he can't tackle. Because we don't teach tackling. We have fundamental deficiencies when it comes to our tackling. Tackling been the same since we was in Little League. Little League. They literally call the youngest team in Little League is called the Ankle Biters. That's how the hell we tackle. Like a bunch of damn ankle biters. It's sick. It's soft. Where do they do that at? This defense stinks. Smells like 10 cans of bounce that ass. That's what this defense smells like. It's nasty. And we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different damn result. But here's my problem. Here's what hurts. Here's what stings about the defense. I'll tell you right now, I'm 6'1", probably pushing 275 right now. I ain't getting my big ass in shape. They can't call me. Anthony Haney taking trips out the States every damn weekend. They ain't calling him either. He's unavailable. There's no Tom, Dick, or Harry that's going to walk through those doors in Ashburn and save this defense. But you know what I was told? I was told the number one problem plaguing this Commanders defense, I was told that it was scheme. Our scheme's not good enough. Our coaching is not good enough. Shame on you. Anybody out there hollering about scheme, thinking you sound smarter than the next man, shut up. Shame on you. Is it a scheme problem that guys are missing tackles? Is it a scheme problem that the Commanders have the fourth most missed tackles in football? Is that a scheme problem? Is it a scheme problem that Quan Martin can't tackle? Is it a scheme problem that Marshawn Lattimore won't turn his freaking head around? Is it a scheme problem that every time Jerzon Newton's on the field, he gets blown 5 yards off the ball? That's a scheme problem, though, right? Our linebackers are making a combined $21 million and don't do squat. Y'all want to talk about scheme? You know what scheme they probably should be running at? Cover two. So the corners don't have to do too much. But guess what you got to have to run cover two? Linebackers that can move. We can't run cover two because our linebackers suck. They can't move. That's the best scheme that Washington could probably run right now. If you think about where their deficiencies are in the back end. It's cover two. Guess what? You can't. So the next time y'all want to holler about scheme, the next time y'all want to get hot under the collar about what's not happening from a schematic standpoint, go back and watch yesterday's tape. Go back and watch yesterday's tape and tell me it's a scheme issue. Dak Prescott on the deep shot to CeeDee Lamb, no pass rush. Zilch. None. But it's a scheme issue, right? I'm so sick and tired of everyone thinking they've got the answers. Sick of it. Everyone's got a reason. Everyone's got a cure for the disease that is plaguing this Commander's defense. There's no solution for it. There's no remedy. The bottom line is, we don't have the horses defensively. And I've gone on this rant before. Y'all want to fire Joe Witt? What the hell is Joe Witt supposed to call? This defensive scheme, since y'all want to talk about scheme so damn bad, this defensive scheme is predicated off of a game wrecker being in the front seven. And guess what we don't have? A game wrecker. Guess what we decided not to go out and acquire with our $65 million? With our first round draft pick, we went and drafted a tackle. For all this, I would have rather you had drafted a blue chipper defensively with a first round pick than draft Josh Connerly. Andrew Wiley wasn't that damn bad at right tackle. It's sickening. And the frustrating part about it is there's a whole bunch of finger pointing going on. Stop pointing fingers and give me better results. Point blank. Scheme my ass. That's the new buzzword that everybody in this town wants to use. Scheme. Scheme this. Scheme that. Maybe we should just execute. Maybe we should get a pass rush. Is that Joe Witt's fault too? That we can't get a pass rush? I don't give a rat's ass about any of the pass rush metrics, any of the numbers that me and your favorite host spew out to you. They're garbage. According to SoomerBrain.com, SoomerSports.com, Washington had the best four-man pressure rate in the NFL. Didn't look like it yesterday. Hadn't looked like it all season. They have two outlier performances. The Giants and the Raiders. And the Raiders are the worst team maybe of the 2000s potentially. They're piss poor. That's why the defensive pressure numbers look the way that they do. The numbers are skewed. This pass rush is not good. In the 5 o'clock hour, let's point the blame where the blame deserves to go. We're in year two of a rebuild. Here's my thing. This is year two of a rebuild. We're supposed to be pushing all the chips to the middle. This is supposed to be about making the playoffs this year. Not only are you not going to make the playoffs, but then when you don't make the playoffs, right? You don't. It's not like you have all your draft picks to go replenish the roster, right? What is the future of this team? How bright is this team's future? Not very bright. How bright are some of you? Talking about scheme, not very bright. We have 1 hour left to go on this program. I've blown out the clock every segment here today, to the chagrin of our program director. I will get to your calls coming up on the other side. Bring it hard. Be passionate. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. Everyone gets 45 seconds because we got a lot of people to roll through. But I want you all to really tell me this on the other side. How optimistic are you about the future of the Washington Commanders? Final hour coming up next. You might as well cut it off. I told you, I don't want to hear no music.
Hey, the callers might want to hear the music, though.
What, we got about 53 minutes left? What is it, a 56 hard out today?
Sadly.
We got 56 minutes left, man. It ain't enough time. I'm going to let y'all get in here. Look, everybody that's waiting on the phones, y'all know you have a special place in my heart, right? And I know there are a lot of you out there that can't stand me because you're jealous, you're upset, you're mad that I have the platform that I have at the age that I have. There are a lot of you out there that don't like me at all for no reason. Even if you don't like me, I hope you can respect some of the things that I've said here today. Because you can say what you want about me and how I do this and how I use my platform over the course of 3 hours. I'm going to tell it how it is. There's not a scared or five-letter P-word bone in my body. I stand on what I say. And the difference between me and some of the others, I go to the locker room once a week. I see the people that I'm talking about. And there's some real deal individuals in that Commander's locker room, and they respect criticism. They respect when people are honest and objective about what they are, what they do. It's got to get better, man. It does. And I know I went scorched earth here through the first hour plus of the show. There is really, to me, not a lot of positives to hang your hat on right now. There aren't. If this next three-game stretch goes the way that I think it may go, and they lose all three of these things, and we're staring 3-7 smack in the face, there's a certain blue-eyed individual that stands about 6'2" and has the most chiseled calves in America. Someone's going to have to answer for why this team's 3-7. And it's not going to be Jaden Daniels. It's not going to be Dan Quinn. When your groceries suck, your meal don't taste good. And right now, this meal, this product, isn't good enough. Danny Ruye, 2-6:30 on 106.7 The Fan, said that he thinks the Commanders are the worst team in the NFC East after Sunday. How can you disagree with him? We got all week to hash over this. How could you possibly be optimistic about the future of this group? We have no young talent on this roster. None. We're old, we're washed, and we don't even have a sense of pride about us anymore, man. It's no way. Dallas walks the football up and down the field, and nobody defensively. I would have been, at least Deron and John Allen, remember when they fought? I'd rather that. Show me you give a damn. All we do is throw our hands up and tap ourselves on the chest. I'm tired of hearing it. Make the plays that are there to be made. That's my frustration with this group. We talk. I don't want to hear from them this week. Go silent. Don't do any media availabilities. Because right now you talk more than you produce. You talk more than you hold folks accountable. I'm tired of talking. You can't talk your way out of 3-4. You can't talk your way into a win Monday night. Let me see the same 11 on defense on Monday night. And you, let me see the same 11 on defense. And I know we got the calls to get to, but there's a cut that I want to get to from Sergeant Slogan earlier today.
Today or yesterday?
The cut that that Toby sent us right here.
I got both.
I play them both. I mean, the more we hear from him, the better, clearly. I don't, for the life, we had a defensive-minded head coach, huh? Brother, we have a defensive-minded head coach, and we're sorry. Sorry. But I actually think the issues that exist defensively, like I continue to say, are a personnel issue. What does Dan Quinn think about the issues defensively?
Yeah, well, look, like I said, tonight we're really digging in on some more to find it, Nikki, and see, you know, what changes could be there for us. But before I get into, you know, I want to go through everything and take all the information and then make our decisions from there. So, but I am looking for more consistency, that's for sure.
He then went on to say, The only consistent thing about this team is that we're inconsistent. That was a quote today from Dan Quinn. Sergeant Slogan himself. I just don't know where to go from here because this is why I get to talk about the future, Ant. You pushed all your chips in the middle for this year. If you don't even make the playoffs, you know what I was about to get into? You remember Josh Norman postgame against the Raiders? He didn't catch one ball.
Yeah.
Sir, like, if we don't make the playoffs and you've mortgaged your draft capital to acquire guys to help you now and you're not winning now, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? I just don't get it. It hurts me. It hurts me because I genuinely don't have any confidence. And y'all know how I get. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. Right now, I don't know where we go from here. My only saving grace is that a player's only meeting is called. Guys lock the hell in and you somehow go to Kansas City and put your foot up Kansas City's ass. That's how your season's on the line Monday night. You lose Monday night, all bets are off. You lose Monday night, all bets are off. I'm not going to stick a fork in you yet because I happen to believe that certain guys in that locker room are badass. Deebo Samuel is a dog. Laremy Tunsil, real deal, is a dog. How many other guys on this team are dogs? When I say dog, I mean going to show up, show out, and produce no matter what the circumstances are. Laremy Tunsil is a dog. Deebo Samuel is a dog. How many other dogs exist on this team? How many other guys are going to go get it no matter what? See, my problem is our leaders are screwing up. Zach Ertz, we don't get a two-point conversion because Zach Ertz don't hold his block long enough. Maybe his ass needs to practice on Wednesdays. Dropping passes all over the place. Deron Payne, dog. That's a dog. He was sick yesterday. We're getting IVs on the sideline. He showed up. Frankie Louvu, you might as well go be the third member of the Usos with the way you acting right now, Us. You might as well go put on a pair of spandex and go wrestle for Tony Khan's company. Bobby Wagner yelling at people on the sideline against the LA Chargers. Who's going to yell at you? Lead the NFL in tackles. You can lead the NFL in tackles all you want. You're making tackles 6 and 7 yards downfield. Quan Martin, how many times are we going to continue to put Quan Martin out there? And how many times is Quan Martin going to get to screw up and keep his job? Where's the accountability? That's my frustration right now with this group. We don't walk it like we talk it. We don't. We're a bunch of front-running loonies. I'm ready to take calls. Anthony, what do you got for us?
Are you talking to me?
I'm ready to take calls.
Oh, okay. I'm good. So earlier you said about your aunt and uncle, so they didn't know to check the TV to see if there was heat on it. You know I got a mess.
No. And look, because I'm being real. I done gotten a couple ass whoopings from sneaking and geeking to watch this product.
Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, that's a simple check. If it's warm, it's been on. So, but as far as what's going on with this team, I said this to you a long time ago, and I'm gonna say it to you again. In the words of the great philosopher Mudbone. So you learn something when you listen to old folks. They ain't all fools. You don't get to be old being no fool. I've been saying all through the off season into the season. I'm optimistically cautious because the defense was the weak link. People say we improved the defense this year, but did we?
No.
Because when you look at the big picture, what's missing? Him. Who is him? Micah, Miles, Crosby. And you know how you get a him? You either get lucky in the draft or you trade for him and you or you get him through free agency. So everybody is signed that's a him. Unless I'm missing something, there isn't a free agent that's a him that's going to be out there next year. So we got to get lucky in the draft. And the bad thing about – or trade for somebody. And the bad thing about that is we don't have any draft capital. And who on the team is worth trading?
Point blank. Appreciate your call, man. Curtis. What's going on, Curtis?
How you doing, Lanelle? You my favorite. You call like you said. They've been kissing Adam Peterson all summer. Everybody's kissing. He's the problem we got right now. They got no speed on defense based on offense. They put in too much pressure on Jason Day. No, he haven't played the best of the year. But they went with this crap wide receiver core that know with some garbage. Our Debo Samuel hurt coming from San Fran. Tulsa, Lattimore, Kenshaw, all of them had red flags last year. We spent too much money on that BS. And I'm sick and tired of Dan Quinn and been sick and tired of Adam Peters. And they try to blame everything on the defense coordinator. He don't have nothing.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
The cupboard is bare. Anybody trying to fire the defensive coordinator, you should be fired as a caller if you call into this program and try to fire the defensive coordinator. I got people tweeting at me right now. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. Y'all want a different scheme. I want a different dream. 301-230-0980. We're running through the rest of the calls coming up on the other side. 301-230-0980 is the number. We got about 40 minutes left to go in the program. Hey, Ant, I'm about to walk up to the glass real quick. I want you to read this, Slim. We're doing this live on the air. I can give a damn. I turn your mic on. You speak, though, so we just don't have dead air.
Scott Linnell. You got a black screen, bro.
This is incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what in the world?
I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did that. But that's going to text me. You know what?
Man.
I'm going to get back out to the calls. I can't believe he had the gumption to text my phone. You all wouldn't believe who just texted my phone. You all wouldn't believe who just texted my phone. Y'all would pay to know who just texted my phone. Somebody's got a problem with what I said. Mark is in Largo. Voice of Reason. Mark, how are you?
What's up, son? Don't let these – hey, man. Hey, when you stand strong, stand on principle, you've been standing strong. You are all right with me. I love how you attack – what you coming with today, and I love how you attack Daywad for shutting me down on Saturday. I appreciate that.
Oh, that was because of you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because when I heard Adam Peters, I said, that's Linnell. That's my son. That's my son, because he and I think the same damn way about Adam Peters. You and I think the same way about Adam Peters. We know this is the real problem, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I agree with you, Linnell. If they're 3-7, or better yet, I'll say this. I'll even go one step further. If they just win 6 or 7 games this year, Mr. Peters is going to be visited this year.
I'm telling you.
They need to add some stuff to the front office. I wouldn't fire him. I give him another year. If he's like this next year, then you get rid of him. But
I don't know how, Mark. You know, I don't know how close I am. I don't know how close I am to firing him. I just want him to be held accountable. Yeah, everyone keeps hollering about scheme.
Over this overflow by how he looks.
That's
the other thing.
That because he's got a Herculean complex. Y'all think he can pick players?
Give me a break. And that's the sad part, man. I mean, the Jahan Dotson trade. Jaden Daniels has to do, just like the caller said earlier, Jaden has to do everything because he has no talent around him. So, I mean, the way he strong-armed Terry, I mean, come on, man. You know, you can't tell Kevin this, and you can't tell the junkie this, and you sure can't tell Danny and Grant this. They think he's a god. He walks on water.
So, I know Danny Ruggier is about two losses away from going scorched earth on Adam Peters. So tread lightly on GW's finest.
I'll tell you somebody else, too, is your boy Doc Walker, because he agreed with everything you and I were talking about last night. Because when I talked to him last night, he said, I'm 100% in agreement with you. He is the issue. So, you know, a lot of people are descending. Don't come over and join us. You do a good show, my son.
I appreciate you, Mark. Let's go to Mo. What's up, Mo?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just a couple things. First of all, you gained a fan. You know, I really appreciate the passion that you brought to us this afternoon, and I really feel you, brother. And it's funny because I feel like we finally found a common ground, because I spoke with you last week, and you made the comment that you wouldn't be surprised if this team won the next four games in a row. And I about lost it. So I'm like, what is he watching? Like, how could you think that this team is capable of winning the next four games? And this is what showed up this weekend. So I guess we finally have found a common ground, brother. I get how you feel. But with regards to what's taking place, I'm not pulling the trigger on Peter, okay? Let's keep it 100. We went to the NFC Championship last year.
Hold on, Slim. Okay? Hold on, Slim. But why did you go there, man? Everything, you had the perfect stroke of luck.
Okay, well, you asked why we went there. I'll say why we went there, okay? Because we drafted Jaden Daniels, okay? We put some pieces around him that accentuated his abilities, okay? We found a captain on our defense that was able to hold players accountable on the field, okay? They played good enough to get us to the NFC Championship. So based upon the production, the man did his job, okay? So all these people talk about firing Peters and all that. Nah, I can't get down with that because, like you said, he ain't missing tackles. You know what I'm saying? He's not holding blocks, okay? So you can't put that responsibility on him. That production is on the player. But this, I hear you with the whole scheme thing, okay? And I hear you. But let's say this. You just went down a list of all our inadequacies. Mm-hmm. Okay, how they can't do this, they can't do that, they can't do this, right? And they continue to call the same plays, knowing that we can't do these things.
But dog, so, this is my thing, and I'll let you go. I'll answer off here. Mo hit it on the head. My thing is, what are they supposed to call? I feel like we're having this conversation week in and week out, and honestly, I'm getting tired of it because y'all are like y'all being ignorant. Y'all, we got to stop this groupthink that exists here in this market. Because one person's, y'all act like certain people's word is gospel. It's not. It's not. What is Joe Witt supposed to call? Y'all keep hollering about scheme. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm literally about to mute the word scheme on my X account, bruh. I'm tired of hearing scheme. What scheme are they running? It's some sexy buzzword that you all heard your favorite host use or your favorite beat writer, and now you think it's gospel. It's not. They don't have a scheme issue. They have a personnel issue, and they have a grocery picker issue. We had $65 million in cap space, and this is the roster that was put together. We went bargain bin shopping at wide receiver. We went bargain bin shopping along the defensive line, and I get it. Free agency is not where you build your roster. I totally get that. But we have no depth. You can build depth through free agency. You drafted Ben Sinnott with a top 100 pick, yet you're paying Zach Ertz damn near $10 million. We got Robbie Chosen getting on the field more than Jalen Lane. Play the youngins, bro. Jordan McGee flashes, bro. Whenever you see him, he flashes, do we not? Why is he playing more? I know why Johnny Newton ain't playing more, so I'm done talking about Jerzon. I know why Jerzon doesn't play. Jerzon's not strong enough, not big enough, doesn't play with good enough leverage and technique to be a starting defensive tackle. And that's a first-round pick. that they spent on Jerzon Newton. It was pick number 36. Might as well have been a first rounder, Ant. Might as well have been, brother. This is what I don't get. John, I'm going to calm down just for you because you're my OG. You always bring sense to it. I'm going to calm down just for you. What's going on, John?
Hey, John. Hey, man, listen. I don't call or listen to this to hear you hold back, okay? I just don't. I call for you to, you know, be real and tell me how you feel. Okay.
I look, I'm going to keep it respectful for you, though, OG, John. You my man.
I am you too, man. But listen, hey, listen. I ain't slept since Monday night. And you know what you do? You were talking about I didn't sleep last night. My wife cooked a big roast dinner last night. You know what it tasted like? A $2 steak. Or, you know, couldn't even. It ain't nothing went down good since Monday night. What do they do, Lionel? They get it first and goal at the one right before halftime. They go right back to stupid shotgun. They want to hike it 5 yards the wrong direction. He almost fumbled that one.
Yep.
But he didn't make two mistakes on that one. He held on to it instead of trying to hand it off. So only one mistake. But that's a play call. You're going to tell me they can't put a backup quarterback under center and hand it off to center to somebody when you're down at first and goal and need a yard or two to score? You got 34 downs. If they don't want to put, you know, Daniels underneath. You know, man, they might get him hurt. Okay. But they got to have some play, and we're supposed to have a big guru offensive coordinator. No, but hey, we got to calm down. We got to look at it like this. We played that fourth place schedule last year, and things came together. You know, like a blind hog finds an acre every now and then, but he's still starting to. But we got a good run. But we got to draft defensive along the line. We got to get that defensive line because that relieves the back end there. Makes it easy on them.
And this is why their scheme doesn't work. This is why we keep talking about scheme, John. I appreciate the call. The scheme is predicated on the front four wreaking havoc. And right now this front four doesn't wreak havoc at all. It just reeks. Period. 301-230-0980 is the number. We're going to continue to weave in your calls. But like, and I don't know if we should wait till later in the week to chew on this. I'm starting to have doubts about the future of the program. Point blank, the young pups are not showing me enough. They're not getting their opportunities. Why? If you don't make the playoffs this year, it is an abject failure, and some people should be held responsible. I'm not saying people should be fired, but damn. Hindsight is 20/20. You can question every move after the fact. I don't know how we got here. That's why I'm having such a difficult time coming to grips with what this is right now, because I don't know how we got here. The last time I looked, we was what did I say 2 weeks ago? After we beat LA, I said we're one of the 7 or 8 legitimate teams. Is that Dak Prescott's mother calling into the station? We have a Martha Prescott on the line. I just don't know because everybody in the NFC East has a brighter future than us. That's why I'm sad. I just don't get it, bro. And I get it. Yes, we have the quarterback. What other young piece can you hang your hat on? Trey Amos. I give you Trey Amos. That's my dog. I rock with Trey Amos. Bill out there tiptoeing yesterday. I just hope they're able to turn it around Monday night. I don't want this to happen. I actually think they have a shot on Monday night. And I'll tell you why on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980. Where do we go from here? Backs are against the wall. Everyone thinks you're garbage. You're getting ready to go into hostile territory on Monday night against a Chiefs team that looks like they're back. How do you get it done? How do you get it done? I certainly have my doubts and reservations about the future of this organization. I do. But there's something inside of me. I don't know what it is. There's something inside of me that feels like there's a chance that they go to Kansas City Monday night and shock the world. Part of me feels like they have a legitimate shot to go into Arrowhead on Monday night and quiet the noise. Silence the haters. They have to. Because if you lose Monday night against Kansas City, your season is over. Point blank. The one reason, though, that I think they have a shot on Monday night, and I say this all the time about professional sports, you can't fake desperation. You can't. You should have been desperate going into Dallas. But right now you're under 500 for the first time since week one of last year. They should be desperate. They should be chomping at the bit to go out and right their wrongs. You were embarrassed. This is the first time under Dan Quinn that we've been beat like this, young. Ain't it? We ain't took an ass whooping like this since he's been here. How do they respond off of that? Tell the truth Monday, right? What type of truths was being spewed over at Big Bear AI's training facility? Let it all hang out. Everybody is subject to evaluation. That's why I think they got a shot Monday night. Because if they look themselves in the mirror and they finally choose to hold themselves accountable, there should be a desperation that begins to set in. And I'm not talking about a bad sense of desperation either. I'm talking about a win or else type of desperation. There is no going back. There is no tomorrow when it comes to this season. You will figure out and find out Monday night in Kansas City what you're made of. Are you going to tuck your tail between your legs like a five-letter word that starts with a P? Or are you going to swing back? A lot of people are rooting against you right now. A lot of people don't buy what you're selling, Sergeant Slogan. What are you going to do about it? Will you get these guys ready? I know I said it in the opening segment. I'm going to reiterate it here again. I'm tired of non-starters leading the huddle. Tyler Owens should not be leading a pregame huddle. What the hell did you bring Bobby Wagner back for? What the hell did you bring Zach Ertz back for? Somebody that matters should be leading the pregame huddle. It's no disrespect to Tyler Owens, but damn, how many fans out there even know what number he's wearing now? Yet he's leading a pregame huddle, and we're wondering why we start slow. How the hell am I supposed to get hype? How the hell am I supposed to run through a wall for Tyler freaking Owens? I pray to God Monday night that they're able to right their wrongs. Honestly, I honestly... Because if they don't do it Monday night, it's over. And if you miss the playoffs this year, I don't want to hear that end of season presser. I'm already like jumping in the time continuum, and I'm fast forwarded to the end of season presser where Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and Dan Quinn address the media. And you know what they're going to come out their mouth and say? It's hard to make the playoffs, hard to rebuild and rebound upon consistency when you're so injured. No one cares about injuries, dog. You know what Kyle Shanahan said about injuries? He gave it the middle finger. Gave it the finger. You know what Dan Campbell and the Lions said about injuries last year? They gave it the finger. That's being a BMF. That's anybody, anywhere, anytime. Overcoming adversity. We can't do it. We haven't done it. Will we do it on Monday night? You better, or your season's going to be over. 301-230-0980. Drew was in Rockville. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's happening, Linnell?
I'm trying to calm down, Drew. I am wearing it today more than I have in a long time because I'm genuinely upset.
Hey, look, man. Adam Peters gambled on his veteran talent and lost. He put all his chips in, and he lost. But no doubt about it, this is on all of them. On offense. Bill can't be in the game at the same time as Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez can't be in the game at the same time as McNichols. Sennett can't get a forward pass thrown to him, a tight end screen, a shovel pass. But you know the shovel pass, you know, remember those, Linnell, you know, the little
Of course. You're saying there's a play calling issue offensively.
You can't get that. You seem to have miscommunication on offense. Week 7, there's still some miscommunication. On defense, where's Medrano? Where's Cahill? Did they
inactive?
The draft picks, right?
They were inactive. Yes.
And so they can't play next to Bobby. I can't see clips of them coming off the field making a mistake and Bobby coaching them up or telling them something. I can't see that speed that they have. I can't see any of this. All of this is a collective effort. Jamie Martin is balling. Why is he not starting? Why is he not starting? He's balling. Every time I see Jamie Martin in the game, he's doing something. He's wreaking havoc. He's getting close to the quarterback. McGee, all that speed, like, why is that not being utilized? I mean, some of this stuff is, all of this with them is a collective effort. You can put your chips in and say, okay, our veterans are going to lead us. And then Jaden, who, yes, he has been inaccurate. But I want to see Jalen Lane. How am I forgetting about Jalen Lane? Where's the play call to get him in some space so that we can see that wiggle and that speed?
You're asking all the million-dollar questions, Drew. Unfortunately, I don't have the answers, and what's disheartening about it all is I don't think they have the answers either. I don't think they know how to fix this. I genuinely don't. Someone has to step up, though. That's the one thing that I continue to go hard about. Desperation is the only reason. Desperation is the only reason I feel they have a shot coming up Monday night against Kansas City. I think they are a desperate team. I hope they show that they are a desperate team by their attitude, by their effort. No more talking. Games aren't won on Thursday at the podium, Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury. Games are won on Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights. Will you do it coming up this weekend? We had a bunch of more calls to get to. We got one final segment coming up on the other side. Monday Night Football cuts us an hour short tonight. I will get to you all coming up on the other side of the break. 301-230-0980. Lines are loaded. We're limited on time. So get your thoughts out. Be concise. And let's get to it. It's the Team 980. Monday Night Football cutting us short. So we got about 8 minutes left. There are 8 people on the line, meaning you all get 1 minute each, starting with Athan in Annapolis. What's going on, Athan?
I think he hit the nail on the head when you talked about the 49ers because they lost Bosa for the year. They're working with their backup quarterback, backup wide receivers, and Warner's out now too, and they're finding a way to do it. I'm optimistic for the future because I think we've shown, even with the backup quarterbacks and limited resources on our offense, that we can move the ball still. And I think we're only going to get better as we add pieces. The thing that my question to you, though, to close out my call is, though, Linnell, I know they've shown that they are this bad right now, mm-hmm. but the corners and the safeties are different, at least the corners are, from last year. I just find it hard to believe that something is just not majorly off somewhere other than just the player's effort. It's got to be something that we're missing because there's no way they can look like Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juice out there. But they do.
But they do.
That's my question to you.
I'll answer it off the air here, Athan. Appreciate you as always. I just think they're not playing well. Like that, they're not playing well. They're not making plays. Marshawn Lattimore is in phase on these deep shots. He's got to turn his head around. But my thing is this: they're teaching a certain technique at defensive back, and if guys are can routinely not using the technique, how are you going to keep playing them? And I'm not saying to bench Marshawn Lattimore. I'm saying what's your fix? Like I said, everybody was raised the right way, I think, to listen to this show. Everybody had a big mama in their life. You don't do what big mama tell you. You don't do what big mama tell you to do. There is repercussions. There are consequences. Some of the time, depending on how savage your big mama was, that consequence was getting that ass whipped. Someone's got to whip someone's ass on this Commanders defense. I can't continue to watch them play the same guys and have them get beat, and then we make no personnel changes. If you want to holler about coaching, that's the only leg you have to stand on, is they're not making any personnel adjustments to the BS that we're seeing out there on a week-in, week-out basis. Teddy is in Silver Spring. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, Linnell. Usually I call and, you know, calm you down, but I can't even do it this week. You're absolutely spot on, right? Our team is kind of like those Japanese lantern flies. And when they came out, you're like, oh, that's a butterfly. But when you get up to it close, it's a stink bug. That's exactly who we are. And we were the same way last year, but we had the pretty wings we had on us was Jaden Daniels, who corrected a lot and made up for a lot of our flaws. I mean, you look at how slow we are, how old we are. Like at the end of the movie Creed, when Dolph Lundgren was running with his son, and you looked at Dolph Lundgren like, dang, he's running real old. That's how we run out on the field. That's what we look like. So I don't know what the solution is. It's probably going to take a couple years to turn this roster around to have some depth. But no excuses, man. I mean, we're stink bugs.
Point blank. Appreciate you as always, Teddy. Let's go out to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Linnell, what's up, brother? Love the opening of the show.
What's going on, Jason?
I'm devastated like you. In fact, I tell you, I almost came up to the station today. The way the show opened, I thought you needed some blood pressure medicine from
me. Hey, man.
I'm a little older than you.
It's rough.
You know, Linnell, last night was rough. But you and I have talked about this a couple times. I think the talent pool overall on this team is deficient in areas. Not necessarily because of this group, but just because of what's going on. And you think about how many draft picks this organization has dedicated to defense in the last 10 years, and what do we have to show for? I mean, it's crazy.
Not a lot.
Now, I agree with you. I actually think the rest of the schedule, you could convince me that they could win every game in the schedule. You could also convince me that every game would look like last night. I think it really depends on
Jason. If I can convince you, if I can convince you that they can win every game on the rest of the schedule, I got a pair of shoes that you could buy for $500,000 too. There's no way you think that. There's no way, Jason.
No,
and you're my man.
I think they could beat Kansas City.
I think they could beat Kansas City as well, strictly off the desperation. And Jason, we appreciate you. I told you I got to run rapid fire through these because we're up against it. Monday Night Football, cutting it short. Darius is in Oxon Hill. What's going on?
What's up, bro, man? You know, I do appreciate your passion today. I can tell you a young millennial fan like myself. So, you know, we've been through a little bit.
We scorn, bro. We suffer from SLS, scorn lover syndrome.
Yeah, exactly, man. But, you know, I will say, you know, don't give up hope on, you know, the future, man. Remember, you know, this is second year under this regime, bro. Stuff gonna get together. It's just a matter of time. Like, we really ain't had the personnel this year coming in, and then all these injuries, stuff happens. But, you know, I'm not saying the season going to be a wash, but we 3-4. If we finish 500 and we get a decent draft pick, I'm not going to be mad at that either. But I already knew we wasn't going to go back to no NFC championship. That was cooked. But, yeah, man, just keep your head up, bro. You know, things will be all right.
Hey,
you know,
man.
We got five.
I appreciate you as always. Let's get to Rick in D.C. What's up, Rick?
All right. Hey, man, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Quick. Man, I tell you, you got to blame it on the front office, Adam Peters, the way they jocked around Terry McLaurin. That's why he's injured. You know, you sit out long, you get those injuries like that. And he was the key to our offense, kept that offense in check. And the defense, man. We got to build that defensive line, linebackers. We need more cornerback help. Like the callers a while back ago said, depth. We never had depth on our team, and that's what we really miss and what we really need. And also, man, we banged up. So those three losses to Atlanta, the Bears, and the Cowboys is going to affect our playoff run. So I'm just going to leave it right there.
For sure, man. I appreciate you as always. Got a couple more to get to. Rapid fire here. Let's get to Andre. What you got?
Lattimore, how the hell you – I'm sorry. How you going to play week after week and get burned every time? That's my call.
Appreciate you. Cowboy Don, what you got, brother?
Hey, brother, listen. I didn't call a boast or anything. I'm just telling you guys it's early in the season, man. You still got 10 games to go. I'm loving the NFC East. I think that we all are on the uprise, and I think this division is going to be great and competitive. You guys had a lot of injuries, man.
Everybody deals with injuries, Cowboy Don. I appreciate you. Lap, we only got like 15 seconds. I don't want to get you on and cut you off. I appreciate you chiming in. Back with you tomorrow, full show, 4 to 7. Right here on the Team 980. Monday Night Football comes up next here on the Team 980. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. Y'all want a different scheme. I want a different dream.